This is a gifted response. Father, we cannot come to you by our own merit. We will come in the name of your Son, as it glorifies you in the power of your Spirit. Sing this again. This is a gifted. This is a gifted response. Father, we cannot come to you by our merit. We will come in the name of your Son, as he glorifies him in the power of your Spirit. We have come to something so mysterious, too deep for mind to comprehend. Through the open door where the angels sing and the hosts of heaven are in the wind. Oh Lord, we will sing. We will sing the glory of your name. Celebrate the glory of your grace. We will worship you, Jesus. We will worship you, Lord. Yes. We'll make your praise so glorious. Sing your songs of everlasting praise. We will worship you, Lord. In the power of your Spirit, we have come. Oh, we have come to something so mysterious, too deep for minds to comprehend. Through the open door where the angels sing, Lord, and the hosts of heaven are in the air. Oh, we will sing the glory of your name. Celebrate the glories of your grace. Lord, we will worship you, Jesus. We will, yes, we will worship you, Lord. We will make your praise so glorious, singing songs of everlasting praise. We will worship you as long as we live, Lord. We will worship you.
See you.
of thee. You are worthy, King of Kings, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You are so worthy. Sing worthy, worthy. You are worthy, Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I worship you.
Sing holy. Tonight and always, but we do humble ourselves before you, as you know the heart of each man and woman that are here tonight, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord, as you search us, that you, Lord, see if there be any wicked ways in us, Lord, even tonight, as we hear testimonies of how awesome and powerful you are, Lord. May we just desire tonight more than ever, Lord, to serve you. As your word says, be holy for I am holy, says the Lord. Lord, we are called to holiness. We do thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord, brand new every morning, Lord. But we pray for your people that we would not abuse and take advantage of your grace, Lord. That we would seek to honor you and to please you in all that we do. But we are so thankful tonight we can sing, worthy, you are worthy, King of kings and Lord of lords. We worship you. Lord, we thank you tonight for this place, for this building you've provided for us, Lord, your family to gather together, Lord, to celebrate the life we have in Jesus. Tonight, Lord, as we hear testimonies again, we pray. We be encouraged, Lord, in our faith. Strengthened, Lord. And just, Lord, refreshed in every way to know that you are very much alive and well and at work in our world. And Jesus, you are the one who reigns and rules over the affairs of men. So tonight we give you all the glory, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says, amen. Isn't God good? He's so good. Yes, give him the praise tonight. Amen.
Father, we just come before you right now, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name, Lord, as we wrap up the Acts 1-8 mission trips for this summer, Lord, these four trips that you sent these youth on and adults. Lord, we just pray right now, Lord, that you would just anoint and fill this place with your Holy Spirit, Lord, as we just remember and share the things that you did in the lives of these youth, Lord. We pray that you would just fill them up, as I'm sure they're nervous. They're going to be coming up and speaking in a few moments. Lord, that you would just speak through them to our lives. And it would challenge us, Lord, that it would encourage us to get out there and get busy about your business. So, Lord, we just dedicate this evening to you. And we love you. We thank you, Lord. We pray for our pastor, Lord, who's in D.C. and be heading home tomorrow, Lord. Protect him as he travels. Bring him home safely. And we just love you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You guys, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to have Garrett Radford come up. He's going to come up and share with you guys for a few moments. So welcome, Garrett.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're all glad you're here because you're in for a treat, so put on your seatbelts and hang on to your seats. The youth of this church have been going out to tell us who don't know what Christ is about. We packed up our bags, hopped in cars, trains, and planes, though there are a few that thought we were insane, but we didn't care because Jesus told us that when we brought up his name, many would fuss. They use his name too, but they use it to cuss. The first place we went was right here in our own town, a great place to live, but where sin just abounds. We went to the street, to the skate parks, and to the mall, and many people responded and made Jesus their all. The next place we went was down Mexico Way. We liked the people so much that we wanted to stay. They all have been taught that Jesus died for their sin, but they were never told that in their hearts he wants in. So we took lots of time and explained to them all that he is the one, not the saints and not Paul. We opened up his word, they confessed with their mouths, and now heaven's more full with our friends from the south. Then we headed north to a place called Sin City. People take lots of cash, what they do is a pity. People from all over the world, people flock to this place, then return home, hands covering their face. We went to the strip, skate parks, and hotel. We told them of one who could save them from hell. Many people said yes, we were blessed at the least, their money's now spent on God's kingdom increase. The last place that we went, down south further still, below the equator, to a place called Brazil. A couple we knew from the Lord heard their call and started a church in Iguazu Falls. We loved on the people at parks, plazas, and shops. God even opened the door to witness to cops. Many people responded when they heard the good news, and we are humbled God chose us to be used. Now you hear a few stories about our Acts 1-8 trips, and we pray you are challenged as words fall from our lips. God, please open our eyes to your plan we will see. At the end of this night, we'll say, here I am, Lord, send me. Thank you.
Makes me ask myself, what was I doing at 16, 17, 18 years old? With that, you guys, I want to have you're going to hear all about it tonight, but four trips, and why don't the whole teams for all four trips, why don't you stand up where you're at? I think you're all over here, right? Stand up right where you're at. There you are. Amen. So why don't you guys sit down. Shad, come on up. And Shad and Joey are youth pastors for high school and junior high. led the trips, and they're going to get up and share just a few things with you guys and call the team up.
Just to save a little bit of time, why don't we have you kids that were going to come speak, just come right up on the stage. There's a lot more kids that went on these trips that aren't here tonight. We had probably over the four trips about 200 kids involved with the missions throughout this entire year. And I want to thank you, Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, for your prayer support, for your financial support. The car washes alone raised $12,000 that we put towards, praise God. We put that money towards taking kids that couldn't afford to go. I know for sure two people got sponsored to go to Brazil at, I think, around $2,300 a pop. It lowered every student's overall cost from, I think it was $2,300 to about $1,800. So it was amazing just in that support. And the prayer support was amazing. We had people telling us all the time of prayer and how you guys were praying for us. It was just an incredible support. And I just want to share briefly, and I want to also thank the parents, too, for your guys' support. Without you parents and the life that you're instilling in your kids, that Christ is the center of your home, we wouldn't have had a youth group to take with us out on these trips. So that's extremely important. Thank you very much. And the vision, it's so funny when you think about where did the vision come from. I mean, I look back at this year, Joey and I both, we're amazed at what God has done. We have stood in different countries. We have gotten to speak to many different people about Jesus Christ. And I want to share with you how simple of an idea this was. We were in Pastor Jeff Kern's office one day, and we were talking about missions for this year. This was last year in like November. And it was a simple thing. We were talking about what were we going to do. And I said my heart was that when we come back from missions trips, that students would have a desire in their heart to be missionaries right where they're at. Like Jeff has said many times, why would we fly over the mission field to get to the mission field? And my desire as the youth pastor is to get the kids to do it within their schools and within their community. And it was so cool because this verse just came spewing out of my mouth before I even knew what I was saying. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, which says, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You shall be witness of me from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth." And I said, you know, why don't we just go and use this as an outline and head here and head there. And next thing you know, we started to look at the map and was like, hey, wait a minute. And we began to literally look at the map in Jeff's office and begin to point at places that we could go and began to pray. And recently I found in my computer files a couple of the places that we had originally planned to go to that we didn't make it to. And we put out a piece of paper and we announced it to the youth and got signups. And the ends of the earth, we had no idea where we were going to go. We had originally planned it for Israel. It ended up being way too expensive. And the Lord led us to Brazil. And through that, we've made many friends and contacts and people that we're still in contact with. But I want to share with you some amazing things that are absolutely amazing to us. To our knowledge, no other youth group has ever done this. They've never used Acts 1:8 as a platform to launch out into missions. And God encouraged other youth groups. You saw pictures of Las Vegas. The youth in that church had never been on the strip to share Jesus. You saw us standing in front of the Bellagio and in front of casinos sharing Jesus. Those kids are bold, man. They went out and they shared Jesus. You're going to hear about that from them. So to God be all the glory. People are going to churches that they've never had that happen before, where an outreach team has come down and then the people have actually showed up at the church. They were doing backflips in Rosarito because two people, we wouldn't even notice two people. They had two people show up at their church on Sunday, and they were so excited because they've done outreaches and outreaches and outreaches, and nobody's ever shown up at church. And I just got an email today from Brazil that the people that we met in the Fisk School are coming to their church. So praise God for all the work that he's done. Thank you again for your prayer and for your support. I'm going to turn it over to the kids, and then Joey will wrap it up.
Hello. You guys are quiet. Okay, hey, my name is Sam, and I love to skate, so when I found out that we were going to the skate park to share the gospel, I was stoked. I was so pumped to share. So we were going there, and I was just so pumped to go, and I was just excited, and then, like, the whole way there, I was just pumped. So we were going, and then, like, right when we got there, I, like, started freaking out. I got so scared, so Jeff, like, comforted me. Like, we all just got out of the car, and, like, we just started sharing. I ended up praying with this one kid, and he accepted. So, praise the Lord for that. And later that day, it turned out to be rained out, so we just went to go get some lunch or dinner. Yeah, one of those. And me and my friend Matt, we just didn't want to stop sharing. So we just kept going, and we shared over at Del Taco and Subway around there till the night was over, and we had to go back to church. So we were just psyched, and the whole day was awesome. So we were just so excited, and like, even though we were scared, we still went out and shared. So we just wanted to thank the Lord for that. So just thank you for your time, and God bless.
Wow. It's kind of scary. I went to Jerusalem too, which isn't actually Jerusalem, but it's here. Like, everywhere I go, like, I went to Brea with my group, and the first night, actually, it didn't go the way I expected it to. But then again, with God, things never go the way you expect it to. The first night, I expected, I don't really know what I expected. The first night went, for me, I was really discouraged. You know, crazy stuff happened. We met this kid who was running away from the police, and I got really scared. And I've never seen stuff like that before because I go to private school, but I'm supposed to not have seen stuff like that. But the next night, I was really discouraged, but I prayed about it, and I told my parents, I said, I'm really discouraged, you know, I'm like not sure if I want to go back, like, the next night. But I did, and the next night, things totally changed. Like, I don't know, I think God was just testing my faithfulness to see how faithful I was, if I was going to come back, and if I was going to keep going, even though the first night, like, seemed really hard. And it was. It was, like, crazy stuff was happening. I got to touch so many people through the Lord. I got to, like, put my hands on people and pray for them, and that's something I've never really done. I've witnessed to people, but I've never laid my hands on them and prayed for them, even if they didn't accept Christ. And their faces, to see their faces after you prayed for them was, like, so amazing. Their eyes, they just looked so, like, no one had ever actually taken the time to pray for them before. And it was just, like, a moment that you'll always remember. So one of my most important things I learned was just that prayer is so important to people that you don't even know. You don't know if no one has ever prayed for them before. So it just really blessed me to know that I have family that's praying for me, and I have friends that are praying for me. So I just want to read a verse. Look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. Hi, everybody. Hello. I'm Kelsey, and I was so blessed to go to Rosarito, Mexico this past year, and it was my very first mission trip, and I was so freaked out. After I signed up, I was like, why did I even do that? God's not going to want to use me. And but it was just amazing what the Lord did. I got the call saying that I get to go to Mexico, and then I called my dad. And, you know, before he said it was okay for me to sign up, but once he found out I was going, he was like, well, you know, I don't want you to go anymore. And so I was really discouraged. I was like, what? So he's like, well, I'll call you back later. So me and my mom just prayed real quick, and we're like, Lord, you know, if this is your will, just, you know, change my dad's heart. And it was totally amazing. My dad called, like, in 2 minutes, and he was like, okay, you know, we'll let you go on this one. So I got to go to Mexico. It was so crazy. And, like, we got there, and I was, like, I was scared and excited and nervous and totally freaked out because I'd never done anything like that before. And it was just really amazing to see what the Lord did. Like, you know, I'm just 14, and the Lord took me down to Mexico, and I got to go to a girl's orphanage, and it was amazing. Like, when we walked in, these girls looked at us like, what are these people doing here? Like, they didn't want to talk to us. They weren't smiling or anything, and I was in a clown outfit, which made it a little embarrassing, but, you know. But it was really cool. By the end of it, like, all the girls were smiling and laughing, and they were like, we don't want you guys to go, and all this stuff. It was amazing. And then, so we just spent the day with them, And we did, you know, we made them a little bracelet and stuff, and we played Duck Duck Goose, and, like, we'd trip so they could get there and stuff. It was really cool. And then at the end, when they asked if anybody wanted to accept the Lord, they all raised their hands. And I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, the Lord just used me to bless these girls. And these girls have been through so much. Like, it was crazy. And it just made me look at my life in a whole nother way and think, I'm so blessed, you know. And then just to be able to go and actually serve the Lord and bless others, that's like the best feeling ever, you guys. If you've never felt it before, it's like, you guys need to do it. It's amazing. And it's just, it was really radical what the Lord did. And, you know, I'm just a youth, but the Lord sends people of all ages to go all over. And, you know, you're never too young to, you know, be used by God. And He can just do radical things if you're just willing. So I challenge you guys just to, you know, sign up for the next mission trip and see what the Lord's going to do. And, you know, I mean, I got sponsored for one of the mission trips. I didn't think I was going to be able to go until I got sponsored. And it's just amazing what the Lord can do. So, yeah, thank you.
Hey, I'm Kyle Straw. I went to the Mexico missions trip. It's pretty awesome. When I first got called, Jeff said, "Hey, you want to go to Mexico?" And I was like, "Maybe." So I was a little nervous, but when we got down there, it was pretty cool. Have great tacos. But it was really great. We stayed down there with the church, and we went to a service. We couldn't really understand what they were saying because it was Spanish, but it was just really, it was really awesome. And we had this little party outreach kind of thing where we handed out little flyers to like a poor area in Rosarito. And, you know, like parents and their children would come, and, you know, we were playing with the kids, you know, just having fun. You know, some of us were in clown outfits, so that was fun. But while we were playing with the kids and ministering to them, some of the others talked with the parents, and a lot of them came to the Lord. So it was awesome. Go to a missions trip, okay? It's awesome. God will bless you, and you'll bless so many others. Yeah.
Hello, my name's Lucas, and I'm going to read a verse. It's in Ecclesiastes 10:10. If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then you must use more strength, but wisdom brings success. On the trip, it's supposed to come together like this, you know. It's supposed to all come together. So what happened is that we were coming to these like apartment places, and there were stores under the apartments. I don't know what it's called, but we were walking, and it was at Las Vegas, Samaria. And so we're walking in there, and I have 2 leaders, and with some other kid. And while we're walking, God directs us to these 2 guys, and they're like our divine appointment. They were just sitting down. They had 2 extra chairs, and it's like just like God laid them down, like laid all the things correctly in order. And so what happens is that we sit down in the chairs, and we tell them about Jesus. And they were right in front of a coffee bean shop, and they're like, oh my gosh, we've been talking about this, like where everything was made and like how everything came from everything from like a long time ago. And just we've been discussing this. And so we told them all about like Jesus and everything, and they're just like really amazed and by how like young we were just telling them. And so we gave them like a website, like Blue Letter Bible, because he was asking, like, oh, what is the translate, like, all the translations, you know? He was asking, like, many questions. And so, like, from this trip, God's telling me, like, just to read Stay in My Bible, like, because it'll just strengthen my sword, so when I'm being used, I won't have to, like, just, you know, just be so weakened. And just, he's been telling me just to just grow in him by just encouraging people. And, like, so through the trip, it just, like, challenged me. It's like, pretty much, I'm taking this from my friend, you know. He said, like, it's sort of like a pre-test, you know, before the big test or whatever. I mean, like, God uses us for one thing special in our life. I mean, Pastor Jack's a pastor. And so, whatever I be, I be. And so, I guess it was just, like, a little practice test. And God just wants to use me just to be a faithful servant. So, the mission trip really blessed me. It really challenged me to, like, just God will use you if you're willing, and that's for all of us. Like God really just challenged me, like, it's a choice to do whatever you want to do. I mean, you can do drugs, you can just go party, I mean, or you can follow Jesus. And so that was pretty much what was really awesome about the trip. It just challenged me to just to choose if I will follow him or not. So just sign up for the mission trips. They're really fun, and it's an experience that you'll never forget. Okay.
What's up? I'm Brandon, and I went to Las Vegas. I forgot it, but Samaria. And, you know, our key verse this whole year has been Acts 1:8. And basically it says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So in Samaria time, you know, crazy things are happening. If you go to Las Vegas, it's pretty crazy. You know, is walking down the strip, you know, you see things you shouldn't see. And you're walking down, and it's totally insane. And the Lord just really blessed me with my group. I got put with some of my friends, and we just hung out with the youth group there, and it was totally amazing. And we went to some parks, and we went to this home for the elders, and it was so amazing because I played bingo with these two people, and they were just like so sweet. And this one guy, like, he started stealing someone's quarters. But they're just so sweet, and, you know, you know, it's kind of hard to share with them because you try to slip some things about God in them, but they weren't really open. And, I think the last day was we spent like 8 to 10 hours at the strip. Like, it was like 11 to 10. It was so amazing, and God totally blessed because, I mean, we're on the strip, we're in Las Vegas, Nevada, and people, you know, it's Sin City, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And we're just going out in there, we're sharing them the love of Jesus. You know, in John 1, yeah, in John 1 it says, and the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness did not comprehend it. And basically, as we're sharing with them, they were just like, dude, what are you talking about? They didn't get it. And but at night, this one guy, Frank, he was so amazing, and he was this awesome street evangelizer, and he would just get out and just start asking people, like, random questions and giving them away money, and he'd draw a crowd, and then he just preached the gospel, and everyone, you know, people, you know, sometimes cuss at him, or, you know, do other stuff, and, or they would just walk right by, or people would actually listen to him. And me and Joe Rodehever, we went and at the Bellagio, the water shows are going off, and between the water shows, like 15 minutes, we'd go and share with people. Like, me and Joe were like, dude, all right, that guy, we're getting that guy. And and the water show would go off, we're like, go, 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 go. And then we go and we totally share in them, and we have this whole routine down. And but then people were like, well, why do you think this, or why do you think that? And we're just like, I don't know. And well, we got to share, and then the water show would start going off. We were right next to the speaker, and we couldn't, like, talk to them, and we'd have to scream at them. Not at them, but to them to hear us. But just, it was so rad how God totally blessed this, our whole team, and tore down the strongholds. And as we went in, you know, we just, like, there were just crazy things going on. And it was so cold, and it was freezing, but God, you know, at night, you know, it just gave us, like, warmth. I don't know, it just came out of nowhere. It was just really warm, and then we're like, oh, we can finally share now. And so we just shared God until, you know, we had to go, like, it was way too late, and no one was there. But, yes, thank you.
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I'm very nervous. I've never been up here before. So, hi. Well, I got a call from Jeff, and he said, you know, he's like, do you want to go to Brazil? And I was like, yeah. And then, who wouldn't, right? Different country. So he was like, okay, well, you're going. And I was like, oh, cool, yes, you know, I'm going to go to Brazil. So I forgot to tell him that I couldn't afford it. We had just gone to Peru because my cousin got married, and we spent a ton of money, so I couldn't afford it, and it was like way too much, you know. So we went to the last meeting, and I told him, I was like, I spoke to the pastors, and I was like, you know what, I can't afford it. And they had just given out all the sponsor money, donation money. They're like, well, you have to come up with the money tonight or else, I'm sorry, but you can't go. So that night we were out for coffee with talking to some friends of ours, and we were praying and asking God, you know, God, if this is your will, if you want to use me, Lord, then you will provide a way, you know, and if not, then help me to understand, and, you know, maybe God wants to use me somewhere else. So I was just kind of keeping, like, kind of try to open my heart, you know, be willing to whatever God wants me to do, even though I really wanted to go. So that night, Joey called, and he was like, oh, I missed a call from Joey. I was like, great. So then I called back, and then he was like, oh, hey, someone just paid for you. You're going. So I kind of burst into tears. I'm very emotional. So packed my bags, got ready, went, and the first night we went to the boulevard, and we were, they speak Portuguese there, and so I've never gone somewhere, well, because I was able to go to all the missions trips, and I could speak Spanish only when I'm evangelizing. It's kind of weird, but it's cool. And I had to have a translator, so I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. I speak in English, and they translate into Portuguese. So as the translator was translating for me, I totally just blanked out. I was, like, looking at the movies. I was like, oh, that's cool. It's in Portuguese. And then I was like, what am I doing? You know, I'm getting distracted. And I was like, oh, gosh. So then after that didn't work out, I started praying. I was like, God, use me. I'm here for a reason. You know, you're going to use me. Like, so a couple minutes later, my friends were like, Michelle, come over here. They know Spanish, because Paraguay is, like, right next to it. So I, like, ran over there, and I started talking to them, and it was, like, about four kids, and by the grace of God, they got saved, so it was amazing. I was like, thank you, God, he answered my prayer. So, yeah. And then, I have so many stories, but time is limited. So what else? Oh, we went to Paraguay one day, and we went to it was like a church, a small chapel, and all the kids were there. You know, we handed out flyers in Spanish. We're like, hey, you know, let's go to the church. We're going to have clowns and all these fun events for the children. So they arrived, and then someone, I forgot who it was, they needed a translator. I think it was like Dave. So I translated. I went up to the front of the church, and I translated. And it was really cool because, like, the little kids were listening and stuff. And to see them, like, accept Jesus Christ in their heart was, like, just amazing. Like, that feeling, it's like God, like, humbles you. I don't know. He just makes you happier. So I just want to encourage you guys. You know, I never thought God would use me. I don't know why. I just didn't think. I would see, like, people sign up for missions trips, and then it never really called to my attention. But going, just sign up, you know, even if you can't afford it, if, like, you, I don't know, God will use you in, like, ways you don't even know, because it's, you know, as when we're saved, you know, he calls us all to be disciples and stuff. And there's this verse that says, he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. And so don't ever think God can't use you, because maybe you might not be in a different country, but he can use you here at home, you know, your neighbors, and it's just amazing. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'm pretty nervous, but I went to Brazil, and God just totally did a work down there, and just, he is so good. Like, I just signed up, and my parents were kind of like, okay, you're probably not going to go, like, because it's Brazil, and I was like, okay, and so I just was praying, Lord, and I was just like, Lord, just please just soften their hearts if you want me to go, and it was just hard because we had some money, but we probably couldn't afford the whole trip. And, you know, Joey called me. He's like, hey, do you want to go to Brazil? I'm like, yeah, but I'll need the full support and my parents' permission. And my parents were like, oh, sure, you can go. Like, they thought we were going to Rio. It's just kind of a misconception. But we wound up going to Iguazu Falls. So, and then Joey called me the next day, and he's like, oh, by the way, you're paid for, so you're going. And, you know, it's just, God is so good. He supplied the finances, the visas, the permission, just everything. And it was just totally rad just to see that. And just going down there, it is so crazy down there. Like, people need Jesus so much. They're just, it's just, they just are so empty and just running to, like, all the wrong places and looking for Jesus. And just, it's very cool because we got to go to these English schools where people were actually coming to us to hear us speak about Jesus, and they were totally open. And people don't make a lot of money down there. They make about average for a good job, like, $2 to $3 a day. And this English school was, like, about $75 a month just to learn English. And they were obviously the richer kids, and they actually let us come in and talk to these kids, and the kids, like, kept, like, wanting to hear, and, like, they could have told their parents, and the doors could have closed, but they kept wanting to hear. And we got to show this video by this amazing artist named Savannah Moon, and she just addressed all these points just about the teenager life, like, from Jesus's point of view. She sang this song, it was this music video, and we got to teach them slang, and I think we pretty much screwed up their English, like, entirely. We taught them words, like, our words, like, faux show and stuff, and they're actually using it, so it turned out pretty effective, I think. And, but it was just cool, and they were just, like, so, you say, like, we don't realize how much of an effect we have on people. We're like, oh, I'm an American, like, I live 40 minutes out of L.A., and they're like, what? Like, that's crazy, you're from L.A., why did you come here? And, like, of all places, you came to Brazil. And we're like, yeah, we came to talk to Jesus about you. And they're very open-minded. Sometimes I think almost too open-minded, because they'll just kind of agree with you and, like, oh, yeah, I'm a Catholic. And we'll just kind of go along with the flow. And a lot of people accept it. And it was just radical. And just the pastors down there are just totally on fire, and their church is actually only a church of like 8 people right now. And, you know, but they all just have such a passion for the Lord, and they're going out and telling their family they speak Portuguese and English. So, like, they actually had to have more translators fly in from like 2 hours away or whatever, just so they could come and translate for us. And just, it was just cool. Like Michelle was saying, we went to this place called the Boulevard. Now here, like, we have like 50 gazillion places where to hang out. We have like the beach, Disneyland, Victoria Gardens, Ontario Mills, like yada yada yada, and everywhere, like, it's insane. There they only have one place, the Boulevard. It has a bowling alley, which is like 5 lanes, and like they have 4 movies in Portuguese, American movies, so they're like the cruddy subtitles and whatever, and like you can't even understand what half of the things they're saying. And we kind of ran out of translators. The whole team was there one night, and so about on the streets, about 3% of the population speaks English. So we were looking for like 3% of people that speak English, because we were out of translators to talk to. And it was so cool because God totally supplied. Sometimes we'd be talking in Spanish and a Spanish translator, like, we'd talk in English and the translator would talk in Spanish, and then another translator would take the Spanish and turn it to Portuguese. And then the person would talk in Portuguese, they'd translate it in Spanish, they'd translate that in English, and then we'd talk. So it was pretty crazy most of the time, but God is good. He got it out, and we were able to talk. I remember these 3 girls, and they were talking to us for about 45 minutes, and they were kind of losing interest, but they were just like, we want to learn more. And so we got to give them, like, these bracelets and stuff, and just people on the streets. Me and Caitlin, Colleen and Ashley got to share with this atheist for like 2 hours, and he spoke like amazing English. Like, we didn't have to use a translator like once. And it was a blessing because we were like, Lord, we don't have a translator. And we were joking around, oh, please send like a girl that's like 5'3" wearing like blue jeans and stuff, just kind of joking around. And he sent a guy that spoke perfect English, like 5'3" wearing blue jeans. So that was pretty much the divine appointment of the day, and it was the last day, so it was like a perfect way to wrap it up. And we got to use like our Charlie Campbell notes, and we had them on us, and we're like, thank you, Lord. Like, what are the odds of like flying like 5,000 miles away having to have our Charlie Campbell notes? And so it was just overall amazing, and I wish I could talk up here for like a lot longer and just tell you guys all the amazing things that happened. But you know, I encourage you to sign up for missions. Like, one of my favorite verses is Romans 1:16, which says, for I'm not ashamed of this good news, for it is power of God saving everyone, Jews first and also the Gentiles. And you know, if you don't think you're bold enough or you're not good enough, you know, God will use you. Like, don't pray for boldness, pray for opportunities to be bold, you know. And just don't think, like, you don't see a lot of things like that go behind the scenes, like face painters gotta share to Jesus, share about Jesus, and just the little things, like even the smallest light will shine in the darkness. And I just encourage you guys, please just sign up for missions. It will change your life. Like, you don't even realize like how much they do. You just come back on fire for Jesus. And you know, like Pastor Jeff always says, why are we flying over the mission field or driving through the mission field to get to the mission field? Here is our mission field. This is our Jerusalem. Like, we have been called. We have been divinely appointed out of all the world, out of all the people in this world to be here. Like, why? This job, this school. And so just sign up for missions. Just start sharing with people in your school, your family, your work, whatever. And yeah, that was my story about Brazil. Yeah.
Pretty awesome, huh? Amen. You know, whether it be in our Jerusalem, in our Judea, in our Samaria, or to the ends of the earth, the thing that I know, sitting where you're at, listening to testimonies, you can sit here and go, oh man, that's awesome. Oh, he's 14 away. And you can begin to have all your excuses right now like you have. And you can say, well, I just can't relate. You can hear about stories about Brazil and say, I can't relate. You can hear stories about Las Vegas. Maybe you're there last weekend for not the opposite reason. But saying, I can't relate to that. But ultimately, we need to understand that these are people's lives. And it was amazing looking back at this year, remembering that meeting in Pastor Jeff's office and remembering looking at the map and looking at all these things. And now here we are sharing. This is, I mean, we shared this much, seriously, this much of what God did. Lives being changed for all eternity, you guys, for all eternity. There was a verse that was shared in Mexico that I want to share with you from the pastor down there. And he said this verse is in 2 Corinthians 2:14-16. It says, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. And through us, listen to this, diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Through us, he diffuses the fragrance. You know, and through our light, through our example, whether you young or old, it doesn't matter who we are, what our situation is, where we're at, our neighborhood, our community. Through us, he diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge. It goes on in verse 15. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. The fragrance of Christ. Think about your workplace. I mean, honestly, think about your school. Think about your husband. Think about your wife. Think about whoever it is. We are that fragrance of Christ. We are the ones that they're going to get the smell of Christ, right? I mean, that's what that means. When you think about fragrance, you want to sniff, not just think about it. That's what fragrance is. And it was amazing to think. I'd never been to Las Vegas in my life. I told that to a girl on the strip there in front of the Bellagio, and she thought I was nuts. And I said, I'm not lying to you. This is my first time. And the first thing I got to do in Las Vegas was stand in front of the Bellagio and tell someone about Jesus Christ for half an hour. And I thought, man, Las Vegas is awesome. I don't know why it's so bad. This is great, you know. But whether it's Sin City, whether it's in Brazil or Paraguay or Argentina, those three countries we got to go to, or right here, Victoria Gardens and Ontario Mills, skate park, you know, Starbucks, In-N-Out. Man, people need Jesus. And you are that fragrance. And you sit here and you think, I can't do that. You can, you just have to step out. I mean, didn't you hear what they said? These are young brothers and sisters encouraging you. And he goes on to say, to the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? You guys, who are we? But God chooses the foolish things of the world. He's just looking for a willing heart. He's just looking for one to say, here I am, Lord, send me. That's what that song was all about. And I want to close in this verse and just kind of in these verses in Psalms, one of my favorite Psalms, Psalm 145. Listen to what it says. It says, I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever, because he's worthy. It's all about him. Listen, every day I will bless your name. Every day I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Now listen, one generation shall praise your works to another. That normally talks about the older generation sharing with the younger. Well, tonight was the opposite. Tonight it was the younger generation sharing with moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, the older generation saying, hey, we're going to declare to you the mighty works of God. That's what this night was about. Not about us. Not about who we are. We're foolish people. We're young, you know. But we just said, Lord, here I am. Send me. We just said, I'm here. And I'll be honest with you. As Pastor Shadrach said, it wouldn't be without mom and dad saying, yeah, go. Thank you, Mom and Dad. Wouldn't that be without, I know, my wife, Shadrach's wife, all the husbands and wives that let their husbands and wives go, saying, go, we support you. I mean, seriously. And so, man, great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. And so, may your heart, as these junior hires and high schoolers encourage you tonight, go, sign up. It doesn't necessarily have to be for Molly, though it could be. It doesn't necessarily have to be for Russia, though it could be. It's your business place tomorrow. It's your home tonight. It's your neighbor this weekend. They need Jesus. They need Jesus, you guys. What are we here for, right? We're here to share the love of Christ. And if you don't know him tonight, may you know that we serve the one true living God who sits on the right hand of the Father, who is praying and interceding for you, that he desires for you to be saved. If you don't know him tonight, may you know that he gave his life. Jesus Christ gave his life for you. And you can sit here and go, oh man, that's great, these kids. But Jesus gave his life for you. Not because you were good. It says that while you were a sinner, Christ died for you. He loved you so much that he gave his life for you. But he's not on the cross. Praise the Lord. He's risen again, conquering sin and death, preparing that place for you. And so, as we conclude Acts 1:8 with the youth, though it's not stopping, it's just concluding tonight with sharing with you, it's going to continue to go on. Do you have Jesus in your life? Is he your Lord? Is he your Savior? Have you surrendered your life to him completely? Maybe you are a believer. Have you surrendered your will to him and said, you know what, Lord, I got to stop fighting you. I got to let go. Here I am. Use me. And so, I know Pastor Jeff can come back up. I'm just going to close in prayer on our behalf and just give the Lord the glory. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for this night. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for what you did. I thank you that you used 12-year-olds and 13, and 14, 15, 16, 17, and all the adults that went, whether it was here or to Brazil or wherever it was. We thank you for the opportunity to be your witnesses, to live out your word. And we pray and ask, as it has been the prayer for so many years here at this church, that you continue to use this place as a launching pad. Lord, as we launch out this pad tonight, through these doors we enter the mission field. Lord, may we go out with your boldness, being empowered by your Spirit, being your witness. And so whether it is we got a flight tomorrow to Salt Lake City, or we're going to school, or we're going to work, Lord, I pray that you would use us. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise because it was all about you. Lord, we couldn't have done any of this without you. We don't want to take any glory. We don't want to take anything. We want to give you the glory and give you the praise. And Lord, lastly, I do want to pray, God, if anyone here tonight does not know you, God, that they would surrender their hearts, their lives to you and say, man, God is real. Jesus, man, he gave his life for me. And they would truly surrender. And say, I want you in my life. And Lord, I pray for everybody else in this room who has surrendered their lives to you, God, that they'd surrender their wills to you. And they would truly say, here am I. Send me. Use me, God. I'm going to stop giving excuses. I'm going to stop saying I can't. Use me. Lord, no matter where we're at, use us. We thank you. We praise you. Lord, great are you and greatly are you to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Jeff.
What can I say after all that? Other than, you know, the Lord sent us into this world not to eat, drink, and be merry, to raise kids and make money. And even though we do those things and God empowers us to do those things, really, if you think about it, even Jesus was on a mission trip when he came into this world to save us. And we're here for a reason, like you heard from these kids and you heard from Pastor Shad and Joey. We're on a mission trip here. This is not our home. This earth is not our home. We're simply passing through. So what are we going to do? And you may have heard me say, you know, someday there's going to be a stone somewhere in some graveyard somewhere. It's going to say John Jeffrey Kearns, 1956, dash. And there's going to be another date after that. I don't know when it is. It doesn't matter to me. But what's the dash in between going to stand for in my life? What am I going to do that's going to make a difference for the Lord in my life? Ask yourself that. And finally, I just want you to be involved in the missions ministry of this church. Yeah, we have amazing opportunities. I just got off a plane yesterday with 26 other people from Russia. We just got in yesterday afternoon. And a team a couple days before that just got in from Germany. You notice the flags are down. We're back. Praise the Lord. We had an amazing trip. We have more trips coming up next year. I'm working on Mali now, Africa, in January. We're going to have about four other mission trips from China to possibly back to Africa, back down to Cabo towards the end of the year to Germany. Pray about it. See what the Lord would have you do. We'll have some flyers out soon with all the mission trips for 08 on it. You can pick up one of those. Avail yourself to the mission board in the back there. And I just want you to get involved with the missions ministry. We have a missions meeting every two prayer meetings a week. You can pick up the prayer meeting flyer back there. Also, we have a missions fellowship that's once a month on a Thursday night, the first Thursday of every month. You can come to those meetings. We have missionaries that are speaking. Get involved. Go back and check out what we have on the missions board. And please email our missionaries. You've heard me ask you to do that. Email our missionaries all over the world. They love to hear from this church and from you guys. You can email them on the missions computer back there. So we'll have the worship team come out. And I just want to close in prayer. Lord, we pray that you'd make us doers of your word, Lord. We so desperately, Lord, need your push. Lord, it doesn't come natural to us to be doers of your word. It comes natural to us to get in the flesh and have the world speak to us about what we should do. We want to do what you want us to do, Lord. So we pray that you'd help us. Fill us and anoint and baptize us, Lord, with your spirit. Thank you so much, Lord, for what you did this year. And it's not over because we're going through the mission field right through these doors tonight. We're going to be going out to the mission field. And, Lord, we pray that you'd make us, Lord, to be ambassadors for you. And, Lord, that is such a privilege. It's such an honor. Lord, we're so humbled to be able to do that. Lord, we just pray that you'd fill us and anoint us to be able to speak you to others. Tell them about you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We love you and we praise you and we pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.